Proclamation number 5676 of 14th of May, 1953. Working of the Light Beings. Truth, Error. You will truly be given a light if you desire it. The mission of the spiritual beings standing in the light is and will always be to look after the children entrusted to them and to guide them into true thinking. And thus everything will be done on the part of this world of light to help chase away darkness, to remedy ignorance, to uncover error and lies so that people's thoughts will always be guided by truth, because they know that only truth can lead to me. But there is great darkness on earth. This also explains the great apostasy from faith, which is often offended by error and turns away from everything, even from the truth. However, the beings of light have little success with completely faithless people, for they rarely turn their thoughts to the spiritual kingdom and therefore the beings of light cannot intervene with them and thus cannot bring them enlightenment either. But they should nevertheless also arrive at the truth, therefore they must sometimes be led other ways, they must be stimulated to think, and this can only happen again in a completely natural way, that they are drawn into spiritual debates where they themselves are prompted to express a judgment and then the world of light also intervenes. Wonderful results can come about as long as the human being is of good will. But for the end of this earth there is spiritual chaos on earth, error is already so widespread that it is spread as truth, and a bearer of truth rarely has a chance to penetrate and find followers with the light which has me as its starting point. For error is already too deeply rooted in the human being and does not want to be abandoned either. And thus error and lies can only be recognized by bearers of light, by spirit-awakened people who have been introduced to the pure truth by me and now also have a clear sense where truth separates from lies. Yet these few no longer penetrate with the truth because there is such spiritual confusion amongst people at the end of this earth that my adversary has an easy time influencing them and therefore uses every opportunity to confuse their thinking even more and to hand them over to error and lies. But then it is quite far from me to want to win people over through miracles and signs. For these would only be suitable to lead to blind faith, to a compulsive faith which is completely worthless. People can only redeem themselves through love. Only through love can they attain truth, light, right thinking. Because only love awakens the spirit in the human being which then also introduces them to truth. Thus people can only be admonished and stimulated to love, which is also what the influence of the world of light on people is aiming at. Hence love is first of all what every supernatural phenomenon should point to if it wants to improve people. And then people themselves would gain strength of knowledge and be able to separate error from truth. Anyone who creates love is an emissary from me, and my messengers from the spiritual kingdom who influence people will only ever pursue the one aim of encouraging people to be lovingly active. The darkening of people's spirit is the result of unkindness. If this is changed into activity of love it will also become bright on earth and in all human hearts, and then the spiritual hardship will truly have decreased, then the beings of light will be able to carry out their ministry, people will be mentally instructed in truth, i.e., they move in right thinking and knowledge, they reject error without hesitation and accept the pure truth wherever it is offered to them. Then they themselves will be of enlightened spirit as well as living in love. Amen.